Well, Pinkies, it's a scorching hot day here in Vancouver. We have 22 degrees Celsius on the thermometer. And we're, of course, driving around in the big black spy car, which is just a magnet for heat. You can hear the fan blowing like crazy, trying to get some cool air in here. So I need to tell you where I've just been. I've just been driving the Fiat 500 Abarth, whatever the fuck you want to call it. The high-performance version of John, Ranger John's Fiat 500. And I must say, I am quite impressed. It's a fun little car. And, fun to drive. I wouldn't really call it high performance. not the kind of high performance I'm used to. But definitely an affordable car and fun to drive. So, Pinkies, as you know, I have killed the Crossfire. I have killed the Deliverator. Poor Deliverator is gone. And, of course, I have to say I am obviously saddened. I'm very sad to see that little car gone because we had a lot of fun times together. That little Deliverator taught me a lot about handling and grip and understeer and all kind of weight distribution. I just had a ball driving that car. It was a great piece of mechanical engineering, even though it was a little bit ungainly, slightly bloated. But what a fantastic car it was, and I am definitely going to miss it. The Deliverator and I went through much fun together. I will miss that car. I really enjoyed experimenting with that car and putting it through the ringer and, you know, pushing it to its limits. And, you know, not the greatest car in the world. I'm not here to make out like it's the most, any kind of fantastic machine or anything like that. But, you know, with a proper set of tires on it, it really did perform fantastically. Once you tamed the understeer in that thing, which was you're really only capable of taming it with a good set of tires. And once I got a good set of tires on it, man, it was fun to drive. I had no fear with that car. I wouldn't hesitate to throw it into a corner at any speed because I had a lot of confidence that it would come come through the other end of the corner until the very last corner that I took with it. Well, you know, there's going to be a point where you push past the point of no return, and I guess I hit it. Oh dear, I'm going to miss that car. I feel I must eulogize that Deliverator. And I think I might just play a few excerpts from, some of the most memorable times I had in that car on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. I think I'll just tack a few on to the end of this episode. So, we are forced to accept the fact that the Deliverator is gone. So the search is on, people. The search is on for the next car. So I just don't know what to do. I'm really interested in this Fiat 500. I'm quite interested in the electric version, which is only available in California. So I don't know when it's going to come to Canada or if. And I'm quite sure it's not going to have the performance that the Abarth does. But it will be an electric car, and I'm really only interested in having a short-range vehicle, a vehicle for short-range trips. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking. These are my options that I'm laying out for myself. We either get the Fiat 500 electric. That's a good possibility. Because it's cheap, like $200 a month, or if you go for a shorter term financing, $400 a month, bing bam boom, you own the car in 4 years. It's only 30 grand. Like, that's a drop in the hat. So that's one option. Second option is converting the little green truck with a big heart to an all-electric. I'm interested in this because, really, I don't need a performance car, people. It's completely... If I were to get a performance car, it would be, you know, slightly irresponsible. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a dream. And why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I have the car of my dreams? I make a lot of money. I can afford it. Come on. I should be able to spend my money on whatever I bloody hell want. So, you know, I should have a performance car. To follow my logic here, the little green truck being converted to electric, maybe costing $15,000 to $20,000. I still need a truck for shit around the house to, you know, do yard work and stuff. I can drive it to work. It'll be a great short-range vehicle. I don't need to have a BMW to drive to work. And whatever, Bob's your uncle. Okay, so there's those two options. Of course, Mr. Anderson would like me to spend zero money on any kind of car. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of pressure to just live with what you have, Faye. But that's not going to happen. Third option is to invest a lot of money in a dream car, like the dream car, a big dream car. This is, braking, stopping. You're going to stop that big heavy SUV behind me there? Thank you. Thank you. So, go for an ultra expensive dream car that's going to be unreliable. It's going to take a lot of money to maintain. It's going to be constantly fixing it. It's never going to work properly. It's always going to be broken down, but it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun to drive. So, what? What do you do? What do I do, folks? I think it's going to come down to what I can convince Mr. Anderson as being a good idea. So you're going to have to stay tuned because I don't have an answer. But I did drive that Fiat 500 Abarth and I did love it. It was a lot of fun. I don't know that it's the right car for me, but it's a good compromise just because of the expense. It's cheap. It's a great little car. Be cheap on gas, cheaper on gas. But we really are interested in creating for ourselves a zero footprint, zero dependence on fossil fuel type of a vehicle. So it remains to be seen. So I wanted you to know that I'm quite sad about losing the Deliverator. I really did enjoy that car. I'm going to miss it immensely. And you know, I really appreciated the things that it taught me. The things I learned about driving in that car. It was really a fantastic car. So, here's to you, Deliverator. I love you and I will miss you. But we'll be moving on to better things, I think. Better things, and I'm looking forward to it. So I will keep you advised, people. I will keep you advised of what ultimately happens. It's not going to happen for a month or two or three, probably. But the very minute I get a new car, I will let you know. Thanks for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. I am the Faye Driver. I've had a lot of contact from people wishing me their best wishes and saying they were thankful I didn't get hurt in the accident. So thank you to all those people. I won't be able to list them off, but I do want you to know that I appreciate your thoughts and concerns. I think I'll just peek over into this lane here. I'll go around all these people. I'm getting into rush hour traffic, people. So it's getting complicated. I better concentrate on driving. We wouldn't want to get into an accident. I also want to say thank you to George in Atlanta for that music mix. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it. Fantastic. Thank you very much. And let it all unfurl. Into broken remnants. Smile like you mean it. Yourself let go, 'cause it's all in the hands of a beat-to-beat song. Say goodbye to the world you thought you lived in. Take a bow, play the part of a lonely, lonely heart. Say goodbye to the world you thought you lived in. To the world you thought you lived in. -2.5 degrees Celsius here now. Time is 6:15 a.m.
just coming up to Snake Hill. So I'm going to turn off the traction control. And, sorry car, I know you haven't had a good workout, but you're going to get one now. Here we go. Second gear. 60 kilometers into the corner. Awesome. Oh yeah, good power slide there. Awesome. This is a great corner here. Get it out, get it out. That's it. There you go. 4,500 RPM. Third gear. Get it in. Move that weight around. Perfect. Oh, got it, got it, got it. There you go. Oh, I love it. Fourth gear. Back to third. Come on, get in there. Into second. Fourth gear, 3,500, 100 kilometers, and we're at the top. I love that hill. That's such a riot. 5th gear, 80 kilometers. We're doing the speed limit again. The wing's up.
Now, I just bought some new tires for the Deliverator. So, I'm doing a test run. So I thought I would just let you know how it's going with the new tires. So I've had to pull over because on the road I'm driving on, there's a student driver learning how to drive. So I've just stopped on the side of the road waiting for them to clear out because we're on a really lovely windy road up here and I do not want to be doing the kind of speeds that a student learner driver would be doing. So we're just going to sit here for a minute. So the tires that I got are, if you're interested, they're the Yokohama Advan SPT racing tire. It's not actually a track tire, but it's a really super high performance tire. So, okay, I gotta go now. I got a guy coming up on us here. We've got plenty of space, so let's see how this baby goes. Okay. Oh, yeah, they stick in there good. You feel pretty good, actually. Oh, yeah, good. Oh, lovely. You can feel when they're... You can feel them healing over. Oh, my God, they're amazing. Holy cow. That is lovely. That is amazing. These tires are fantastic. It's really tightened up the front end, the steering in the front end too. It was really feeling loose. Oh yeah, you can feel them breaking out. Oh, good. Holy cow, are they ever nice. It's completely different from what was basically the stock tire that I had before. The stock tire were just, it was like driving on macaroni, you know? You could feel it, you could really feel them slipping out with the understeer. So the understeer now is really hardly existent. That's great. That's fantastic. So, I don't know if you can tell, I'm quite happy with these new tires. They seem to be performing really good. That's good. This is like the first 5 minutes that I've driven with them, so. Oh man, these tires are fucking awesome. Oh, for first time ever, the rear end is breaking loose before the front end. I can't believe it. Oh my God, it's awesome. That just blows me away. Okay. This time it is not 6 o'clock in the morning, so we're driving around in daylight today, and it's about 9 o'clock because I am just getting off of work. The great thing is, oh, I've got to do the window here. Sorry about that. There we go. Just got to seal up that little window. The great thing is, Christmas Day, everybody's at home opening presents, having a great time with their families, and
And I am exactly where I want to be, inside the Deliverator, screaming around the country roads out in the boondocks. So, I'll talk to you in a little bit after this song. The other thing is, we are on our old tires too. The same tires that we were on when we did our first Christmas Day run. So that'll be fun. So we're gonna come up to a corner where I'm gonna really test the limits of these tires. So we're gonna have to take it a little bit easy for the first time around this corner, but we have our series of about four corners. One is through a roundabout. So what have I got? 100 kilometers an hour down to third gear, 4,000 RPM. We're just gonna take it easy through here. Get the feel of the tires. Okay, not too bad, not too bad. Oh, a little loose there, the rear end. Into this nice, tight, around underneath the bridge. Oh, feels good, feels good. Oh, careful, careful. There we are, okay. So that was that. Now another sharp lefty here. Lots of space for error, so you can just fly around there. And then we're gonna come up into the freeway entrance or exit. And we're into it. All right, so that wasn't bad. That corner number two is really tricky. Mostly because there's a great big wall of cement barriers there that you want to not smash into. Okay, here we come up to our four corners again. Fourth gear, 100 kilometers an hour, 3,500 RPM. And into the first wide sweeping corner, coming up to the roundabout, doing 100 kilometers, down into third gear, okay, decreasing 90 kilometers, coming around, and here we are into the roundabout. There we go, a little loose on the back end, good, and around that corner, here comes the death-defying smash into the retaining wall corner. I had to load up the, yeah, right there. Loosen up. There we go. There we are. Okay. It's pretty scary. And then another lefty. Got lots of room for error here. Oh, big boom there. There we are. And cross now coming, entering onto the freeway. And we are done. Okay, well, I think that is going to have to do it for our fun for today. So, boys and girls, I don't know, I hope you've had as much fun on the second annual Christmas Day run as I have had. Well, it looks like the rain's going to come back on us again anyway, so we will take the little sports car home, tuck it away. Might need to wash it. Probably will very likely need to wash it. And I will go to bed. Nothing like going home for Christmas to go to bed so you can get up and go back to work the next day. In the next 9 hours. I'm not complaining. All right then. We are home now at the castle, and I will put the car to bed, and then the Fey driver will be putting himself to bed as well. So thank you for coming along for the ride. It's been a pleasure. The only thing this car needs really to make it better would be a better differential. I need a better rear diff. I think that would make it much more fun to drive. Okay, goodbye.